Hello, and welcome back to Preach, a podcast on writing and giving sermons. Last time I said that I would tell you the most important thing I ever learned about giving a sermon. And here you go. When you give a sermon, you should give people one thing to remember. If you give them one thing to remember, they may remember it. If you give them several things to remember, they won't remember any of them. That's it. That's the most important thing I ever learned about giving a sermon. Give them one thing to take home with them, and you've got a chance that they're going to take it home with them. But if you pile on different pieces of information and different things that you focus on, there's a good chance they'll go home talking about the brownies that they had after the service. So, what does it mean to talk about one thing? My teacher, whom I mentioned last time, Rabbi Leonard Kravitz, used to have us write out sermons and turn them in during the class he taught us on homiletics, the art of preaching. And when he gave back our corrected sermons, the worst thing that he could possibly say would appear on the top of the front page. And there, in his inimitable handwriting, he would write, "You have several good ideas here." That was not a compliment. That was an insult. Because he said we need to have one idea. Now, that doesn't mean you say one thing over and over again, but it does mean that everything you say, every single sentence, every idea, every image that you convey has to be directed at teaching this one sentence. And the sentence needs to be a simple sentence grammatically, not just philosophically. In fact, philosophically, it could be incredibly complex. But grammatically, a simple sentence means a sentence with no conjunctions, a sentence that isn't divided by a semicolon, a sentence that conveys one single idea. So what does one sentence sound like? Here are some of mine in no particular order. Today, we acknowledge that we are perfect and broken. The antidote for fear is faith. Life is the only fitting response to terrorism. It's time for a grown-up relationship with God. The miracle of Jewish survival is that one person can make such a difference. Who is rich? Those who are happy with what they have. Passion and joy should drive our Jewish lives. Our conversation with God can be intimate. Now, in each of those sermons, I spent a long time crafting what I wanted to say, but my goal was to have each person walk out knowing and feeling that sentence. In fact, when my kids were young and they came to services with me, I used to ask them a question on the way home. And they came to expect it. We'd be driving home and I'd say to them, "So guys, what was my one sentence?" And I made it clear to them that I wasn't testing them, that this was a test of me. Because if my boys, ages 10, 8, and 6, couldn't tell me what my sentence was, then I had not given my sermon well. So they got into it and they actually listened during the sermon. And I was pleased that very often, they would give me my actual one sentence when we got in the car. Now, along with this, one sentence means no interesting asides. And this is so important. I can't even begin to tell you how important it is. If I'm going to give a sermon, and in the sermon I'm going to say, "And abracadabra, it happened," I had better not then stop and say, "You know, by the way, abracadabra comes from the Aramaic, which is avara kadavara, I create by speaking." Because if I do that, I just showed you that I have some really cool knowledge about something you didn't know about. And there's a good chance that you're going to go home remembering that abracadabra somehow is something Jewish, and you're going to completely forget whatever it was that I was talking to you about. And the only reason I brought it up right now is to show you how easy it is to be distracted from your one sentence. No matter how interesting that aside is, forget it. No matter how much you want to bring up something else that you thought of as you were talking about this, don't do it. Save it for another sermon. Rabbi Kravitz said, if we are very lucky, we have a congregation, which means we get to come back next week and give another sermon. So if you have another great idea, put it in a little file of great sermon ideas and pull it out sometime when you're ready to use it. No interesting asides, no other points, one simple sentence. Now, let's take a look at something like, the world stands on three things, on Torah, on study, and on acts of loving kindness. Is that one sermon, or is it three? In fact, it could be either one. If I tell you that we're going to talk about Torah, about study, and talk about how much it means to the existence of the world, and then we're going to talk about prayer, avodah, and talk about how important it is, then I'm giving three different sermons, one on Torah, one on avodah, and one on gemilut chasadim. But if I say that the world cannot exist without three things, that these three things are the legs of the tripod on which the world stands, and each one of these things relates back to the very structure of our world and our universe, then it's one sermon. It depends on what I'm focusing on when I give it. Give one sermon. Give them one idea to take away with them, and maybe they'll remember it. So, next time, we're going to talk about how you start a sermon. And I leave you with one simple question. What was my one sentence?